Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get your hands on the Sports Grid app. It's free on iOS or in the Play Store on Android. Yeah, it's free. You're going to love it. You can watch the network on the app. You can listen to the network on the app. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. They've even got in-game odds. So during games, you can get the in-game odds and get in-game action going all night long. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Even this very second, we're streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. It's on always. Check it out. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcasts Monday through Friday on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Two different shows, this one and Pharrell on a Bench. Let's take a look at the lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio. Because it's a little different than normal because of the draft. At 6, it's Front Office Sports Today. At 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. And then at 7:30, the 25 NBA draft special on Sports Grid will be carried on Sports Grid TV and on Sports Grid Radio. All that tonight. On the grid, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. As I mentioned earlier, check out our draft special tonight from two locations. They got it all going. Kevin, Coach, Tom, Ben, they're all going to be watching the entire first round of the NBA draft tonight from No Sleep Till in Brooklyn.
No Sleep Till, indeed. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, me and Joe will be back tomorrow night. On the radio. You get me and Joe back tomorrow for there. All right, more baseball for you before I get to tonight's games. Angels and Red Sox are about to start, of course, out in Anaheim. Angels beat them 3-2 last night in 10 innings. How about this kid, Christian Moore, that the Angels just called up a couple of weeks ago? What a night for him, Scotty. First player in Major League Baseball history to hit a game-tying homer, hit a walk-off homer while the team was trailing, and drive in all of that team's runs. This is more in the 10th, sending the fans home. FanDuel Sportsnet West.
And he hits an hard out to right center field, pretty deep. Rafael is back. It's over his head. It's off the wall. It might be a home run. Moore's racing on his way to third. The game is tied at least as Moore has a triple, and I think he's won it. Say goodnight to the Red Sox. It's a home run.
Say goodnight to the Red Sox. Say goodnight to the bad guy, huh? So that's never happened before. That blows my mind that a guy hit a game-tying and walk-off home run and scored all of their runs. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep, first time in Major League history. Christian Moore last night doing that for the Angels. Of course, they'll start in a few moments here. The Padres and Nationals will also start any moment now at Petco. Padres did beat them 4-3 last night. How about the Wood Doctor, though? Some great numbers with him. He now has 31 homers in his first 158 games with the Nationals. Most home runs through the first 162, a full season, as either a national or an expo. Bryce Harper, 31. Juan Soto, 31. And the Wood Doctor, 31. Oh, he did it in three in a couple less games. And he's got a chance, I guess, to break that today or tomorrow. He'd be able to do that. He was also traded for Soto, of course, as you know. His numbers are identical to Juan Soto in their first 158 games played. Homers, RBIs, average, hits, runs scored, almost to the number. Man, what a great trade. Now, look, the Nationals still have a lot of work to do, Scotty, but the return that they got for Soto, who was never going to go back there, is looking good, because it's Gore, who's, of course, pitching today, Wood, and C.J. Abrams, who hits leadoff for them and plays a great shortstop.
Yeah, and look what they pay him compared to what the Mets are paying Soto. The Wood Doctor is blue light special compared to Soto in terms of contract. So more bang for your buck is Wood, without a doubt. And there's no denying Soto's starting to be Soto with the Mets. But the money they owe him for the next 14 years after this season is astronomical. I mean, it really blows your mind, right? And they're not paying Wood anything even remotely near that. I mean, not even in the same realm, not even in the same stratosphere.
They certainly are not, that's for sure. And the Marlins beat the Giants 4-2 at Oracle last night. Not a great start for Justin Verlander, as he was touched up for a couple pretty early, and the Marlins never looked back.
He never wins.
Now,
He never wins. He hasn't won a game in San Francisco with the Giants. At what point do they give up on him?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, he was out for a while with an injury, and then he went. And then he was out, obviously, this past week. I think they need him to actually, like, pitch, you know, several starts in a row and find himself. I think it's been too much start and stop with him so far this year. He hasn't been able to have any consistent run, and he needs that. Hey, listen, he's not having any more kids anytime soon. Hopefully he can stay injury-free, and maybe that he can work on that. Did you see O'Neill Cruz get yanked last night? Now, obviously not that big a deal because he put him right back in the lineup this afternoon. So I think it was a little trying to teach a lesson, took him out of the game, and that was that.
Yeah, like he was loafing is bottom line. And, you know, I guess I get it. Because they want him to hustle, but let's not confuse this. This guy is like, you know, Skeens and Cruz are the only two players on the whole team. So you're gonna bench him?
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, let's calm down, Don. You've had the job for 3 weeks, and you're benching your star players. You don't like the way they hustle. Let me ask you, did the Mets bench Soto when he didn't hustle? No, they pay him too much money. I don't see the point in benching Cruz. You know what it does? To me, it just upsets Cruz. And he's like, you know, I'm sick of this place. I got to get out of here. He's got that look in his face already. What guy on the Pirates doesn't have a facial expression that looks like they want to get out of there? Like the whole team looks like they're ready to jump in a river.
They always look like they've had enough when you see them. They look like they've had enough, and they don't want any more. Standings for you. I have a few today. Remember about a month ago I showed you the Yankees had like a 7.5-game lead on everybody in the AL East?
That's
over with. The Rays are one back, and the Blue Jays are 2.5 back. So they've got not one but two teams breathing down their neck now in the AL East.
Well, they did it last year, Mike. Remember they had a great start. And then in the middle of the season, they couldn't win a game to save their ass. So everyone caught back up, but then they ended up winning the division at the end, and they went to the World Series, and they got their ass beat. But this is no different than last year. They had a big lead, and now they don't. And I'll tell you what, there's no questions asked here. Tampa's playing way better than the Yankees. And the Blue Jays, as I mentioned earlier, they're right there knocking on the door as well, 2.5 back, and they're dangerous. So the Yankees better wake up or they're going to, you know, literally, if they lose tonight again in Cincinnati and the Rays win in Kansas City, it's tied.
It certainly will be. And Detroit has the biggest lead of anyone. They have a 9.5-game lead over Cleveland in the Central.
The last time the last time they won 50 games before the All-Star break, they won it all.
They've been very good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C as we get ready for the Rocket Classic. They dropped the mortgage on these. It used to be the Rocket Mortgage Classic, but I went and checked that everywhere. They want it to be called the Rocket Classic now.
Well,
in Detroit, a yearly tradition unlike any other. And I was, as I was just saying to Cam, I've been hot at this place. I've won here the last 2 years. Cam Davis last year, Ricky Fowler the year before that. So we'll try and make it three in a row. And Cam, we all won last week with Keegan Bradley.
I got to tell you, shout out to KB working his way as captain of the Ryder Cup team. He wants to get there himself. There's no votes, so he wants to do it for points. Another thing, Carver, I hit Minji Lee last week at the KPMG. Ooh. Minwoo Lee's sister live too. It was a great golf Wednesday. Let's continue the trend, buddy.
Everybody did a great job. Of course, Cam Stewart, the Prime Minister, is here with us as he is every golf Wednesday to get us ready. All right, let's go right into it here at the Rocket. You know, you expect a lot of guys to be off. You're coming off a very tough stretch, signature, a major, signature. Lots of huge things, but we actually do have, Cam, a bunch of guys here who really haven't been playing well. You know, the big names that are here for a reason. They need to sharpen up. Colin Morikawa is here. Patrick Cantlay is here. Hideki Matsuyama is here. You know, guys who need it. Now, Finau backed out yesterday. He's now going home. He's a former winner here as well, but he's not playing. So here's where I'm going to go with, Cam, to start things off with my outrights. If I had to take one guy from that group at the top, of the chalk, it's going to be the guy who seems to play really well on easy courses. The couple times he's played here in the past, he's finished T5, T10, and that is Patrick Cantlay at 16-1. It's been a long time since Cantlay's been in the winner's circle. This is the kind of place and the kind of field where maybe he can find himself back there. Next, I know this is going to be a very popular pick throughout the golf gambling sphere this week, but Cameron Forever Young.
Forever
Young. I got 28-1 and down to 25 in some spots, but we know that the game has been there. Actually, pretty disappointing the way he played Saturday and Sunday at the Travelers, to be quite honest with you. But we're going to go to Young again. Some great history here in Detroit. Hopefully, he can finally cross the finish line. Going with Akshay Bhatia next, Cam. I haven't had guy on my card in a long time. Some signs of life last week at the Travelers, really the last couple weeks combined, and he played well here a year ago. So 45-1, I'll take a shot with Akshay. I'm kind of riding Tom Kim. I know it's price for me, Cam. I just don't believe that Tom Kim is an 80 to 100 to 1 player, and I'm still getting him in that range. And I feel like one of these weeks, there's going to be a Sunday where he's in the last two groups at one of these easy courses. So I'm going to go with Tom Kim again and keep grinding. Cam Davis won for me here last year. I go back to him at 90-1. And how about a big bomb this week? I was a little surprised. 250-1 for Adam Hadwin. Lost in that playoff to Ricky a couple of years ago, along with Morikawa. Has some really great finishes at this place. I think it's a little bit of a disrespectful number for him as well, Cam. So I'll take a shot with Hadwin.
He'll be the real prime minister if you cash that ticket at 250. He should be 110-1. That's a ridiculous price on Adam Hadwin. Guy's good history here, too. I'm with you, Carver. Yep. I'm starting things off with Cam Forever Young, my namesake here. He's been playing very well, actually, and it's time to close the door, Cam. You almost won the Canadian Open. You're there in the U.S. Open. Like, let's get this thing done. Wyndham Clark is starting to show signs of life at 40-1. Thompson's Water Seal has a perfect game for this course. Just nut it right down the fairway, hit a couple putts, we'll be fine. Alex Noren, love the Swede at 60-1. Ben On, can this guy get a hot putter going? If he does, he'll be in the winner's circle at 66-1. And my old Phillips screwdriver, my neighbor's killing me right now, hammering through my wall, Bob Vila style, but I'm going with the Phillips screwdriver, 175-1, Carver.
Wow.
Blow it up.
The Phillips screwdriver for Cam at the big bomb price. I like to see it. I might add Wendy as well. Clark played well at the Travelers last week. We'll see if he can start to get some things cooking. All right, placements for me. The most consistent guy out of all the chalk at the top has probably been Ben Griffin, Cam. So I'm going to go top 10 with him at plus 210. There's Wyndham Clark. At top 10, I do have him at plus 340. Now, I got a bunch of good 20s here. Harry Hall's been playing great the past few weeks. Plus 125 for a T20. I'll go there. Ricky at the Rocket, got to do it. Top 20 at plus 175. Taylor Moore as well has played well here.
Great track record.
Top 20 at plus 250. And again, this is a price thing for me. This guy has been absolutely pathetic over the past couple months. He's finishing DFL in every signature event because he's qualified in them. Nicky Dunlap, this is a guy who won twice last year on the PGA Tour, still a young kid. He finished T10 here a year ago. Top 20 at 13-1.
That's nuts.
He's 1,000-1 to win the tournament. He's below like the Webb Simpsons and Kevin Kisners. I mean, he should not be priced with these guys. I will take a top 20 with Nicky Dunlap at 13-1.
Yeah, the guy's won tournaments before. I'm with you. I'm going to go with Ben Griffin, too, Carver. We're reading each other's mail. It's a great price. This guy can win. Luke Clanton will be a popular pick with the golf hipsters this week. I still like him. Plus 160. Gracerman, I got a great vibe about him. Top 20, plus 165. Hey, Carver, got her up. What's your line? Got her up and put him down? Plus 220,
get her up and get
top 20. That's right, buddy. Captain Kirk's made an appearance. Aye, Scotty. Plus 280. And nasty Nate Lashley, the 2019 champ. Top 40, plus 240. I got a Nate Lashley problem.
Well, you know what? You don't got the Cole Kane this week. He withdrew, so you got to have a little nasty Nate Lashley to get involved. All right, first-round leaders, let's go. First, Cantlay, I'll take him to start fast, 35-1. Cameron Forever Young at 50-1. Keith Mitchell, a Thursday staple if he's in the field, 60-1 for him. Jake Afternoon, Knapp gets out hot at 90-1. Cameron Champ usually plays well on courses like this, 90-1 for him. Slamming Sammy Valimaki at a buck 10, and there's Adam Hadwin again, 120-1 for first round leader. Let's go.
You got great prices, Carver. I'm going with Morikawa, even though he's letting me down out of the gate hot and will fold. Keith Mitchell, 50-1. Afternoon Nap at 70. Captain Kirk likes to start hot, 80-1. Patrick Rogers, not Aaron Rogers, 110. And Valimaki, let's go Finland. Let's get it home, Carver.
Cam, we got to stay hot. I know I'm going to have Brady tomorrow for the Live. Live's in Dallas this week. Hopefully we can get some things cooking with that as well. I think we have the Tractor Tournament next week. The John Deere,
Johnny Deere
Tractor Tournament. Getting involved. We always love that one on the 4th of July weekend. Cam Stewart, Golf Wednesday,
Coast to Coast.
We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Great to have the Prime Minister on. More golf in the final hour today with both Smiley and Stewie getting ready for the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit. And we keep going with baseball, though, in the interim.
Yeah, let's finish this so that we can start to get to tonight's games. I'm going to go through the rest of the standings for you since we have them today. Houston now has a 4.5 game lead over Seattle in the West of the American League. So they've opened up a bit there. And as far as the wild card goes, you brought this up before. Tampa has the first wild card, Toronto the second, Seattle the third. Cleveland's 1.5 back, Boston and Anaheim 2.5, Texas 3, Kansas City 3.5. Baltimore is as far as I went. They're 7.5 out of the wild card.
Yeah, it seems like all those teams have a shot at some level in the second half, which is good for the chase the rest of the way. I mean, if you're 1.5 back or 2.5 or 3.5, even 4.5 back, to me, that's nothing. Look at the ground that teams have made up. Like even on the Yankees, we talked about, they had this huge lead and it's gone. It's down to one game. So all you have to do is have a bad stretch for about 2 weeks and you're screwed.
Yeah, and if you and like you said, on the flip side, if you have a really hot stretch for 2 or 3 weeks, you suddenly, like Toronto and Tampa did, you fly right back up to the top of it. So very jumbled in the AL. Philly now has a 1.5 game lead on the Mets in the National League East. The Braves are 9.5 back now, despite they've won 7 out of 10, but they're still 9.5 behind. The Central has gotten a little closer. Look at this. We thought the Cubs might run away and hide, but Milwaukee's now just 2.5, and the Cardinals 4.5, and they're both 2.5, Milwaukee and the Cardinals, and the Reds are only 4.5, so that's pretty tight now.
Yeah, without a doubt, and the Brewers will be 2 if they can finish off the Pirates, who are up 4-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning with 2 outs and nobody on. So the Pirates have cut the 4-zip lead in half, but the Brewers have been playing great baseball, scoring tons of runs. Cardinals, same thing. They've been abusing the Cubs the last couple of nights at Busch Beer.
As far as the West goes, the Dodgers and the Giants were close for a little while, but the Dodgers have opened up a little bit. 4.5, they now lead the Giants by. 5.5, San Diego. 7.5 for Arizona. And as far as the wild card in the NL, Mets at the top, then the Giants. Then Milwaukee and St. Louis both have the same record. As of course, that's going into today. As you mentioned, Milwaukee's getting close to getting themselves another victory. San Diego's 0.5. Cincinnati's 2. Arizona's 2.5. And then the Braves are 6 behind that. But that is even tighter than the AL.
I honestly don't think the Braves are out of it with Acuna. And if they get everybody going, Olson, Riley, they got all these guys that can play flat out. And, you know, I think what really hurt them was the Sale injury. I think that kind of knocked a couple of teeth out of their mouth. So they have to survive that. And if he starts getting injured again the rest of the way, you know, he reminds me of, you know, like for sakes of, you know, look at DeGrom. Like that guy had so many injuries. Now he's healthy, right? And pitching great. Scherzer was one of those guys that you could count on being injured every year and missing all kinds of time. And that's been the case the last several years. Now he's back tonight, and I don't think that'll last either. But I think that Sale has had those same problems. He's pitched great. He won the Cy Young, but here he is injured again.
Here he is injured again. It never fails, that's for sure. Speaking of injuries, Rangers pitcher Cody Bradford, season-ending elbow surgery for him. He's finished. Whit Merrifield retires after 9 MLB seasons. So bye-bye to Whit Merrifield. Of course, Kansas City, the Phillies, a couple other stops at the end there as well. for
Did you see him say to Philadelphia fans, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for sucking as much as I did because I really liked playing in Philly. Sorry, sucked so much.
At least he has a sense of humor, with Merrifield. He does have that. The Red Sox got two in the first against Kikuchi. They have a 2-0 lead now with the Angels hitting in the bottom half of the first inning. Scoreless Padres and the Nats. White Sox now up 7-3 on the Diamondbacks in Chicago. And the Brewers, as you mentioned, 4-2 bottom eight in Milwaukee. We'll do the rest
I only
of
bet on
games.
The Brewers, so I don't care about those two other games. I didn't bet them, so screw them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I'm watching in the ninth, the Brewers up 4-2 on the Pirates. Cruise Missile is up. And then I think this is this McGill character, right? The closer for the Brewers. Have you seen this guy throw gas?
Yeah.
I mean, he means business.
He throws hard.
He really does. He's out there right now. So, and a strike on Cruz. We'll keep an eye on that game. And then I'm going to watch the Padres and Nats after this one. They're underway out in San Diego in the bright sunshine, scoreless bottom two at Petco. So there you go. We're looking at the rest of the baseball games that are going to be under the lights tonight.
Yep. We'll start with the Rangers and the Orioles again in Baltimore. Brandon Young for the Orioles tonight. Jacob DeGrom for Texas. That's why they're minus 155 on the road, plus $1.30 for the O's and an 8.5.
Yeah. Like, first of all, Young's awful. He gives up 7 runs a game. So I actually, when I saw that, I'm on the Texas run line here with DeGrom. He's been unbelievable. He gives up no more than 2 runs a game, usually 1. I'll run line it at plus 111.
The A's are still in Detroit against the Tigers. It'll be Jacob Lopez and Jack Flaherty this evening. Minus 185 for Detroit, plus $1.55 for the A's, and an 8.5.
Another run line here at plus 113 with Flaherty and the Tigers to kick the A's ass at Comerica.
Toronto in Cleveland still against the Guardians. Max Scherzer making his first start since way back at the end of March, the first week of the season when he got hurt. He'll face Gavin Williams tonight. Minus 120 for Cleveland, even money for the Jays and an 8.5.
I still like the Jays. I bet on the Guardians last night and got tripped up because Toronto put 10 on them. So if Scherzer can give them anything, I need him to, give them 5 innings and then let the bats do the rest. I don't buy Williams can slow down the Jays.
Braves and the Mets. Mets trying to end this streak. I mean, the 10 out of 11 and 0-5 against Atlanta. Clay Holmes against Didler Fuentes tonight, minus 155 for the Mets, plus 130 for the Braves, and a 9.5.
So I bet the Braves at that price because the Mets have lost 10 of 11. It doesn't matter who pitches. I mean, Montas pitched great last night, and they still got beat. The night before that, they rally and lose again. I mean, it's every night that they've been finding a way to lose. So I don't care if Clay Holmes is pitching. I don't care if Fuentes is pitching. I bet Atlanta. And that would make them 6-0 against them, right? And that they'd take the first three of the 4-game series. I mean, they swept them in Atlanta. They're going for 6 in a row against them tonight. And I bet on that. I didn't bet on any other reason. When you're losing this bad and not scoring runs and falling apart like they are, they've lost the East. They're no longer in first. They're a disaster. They lost a game the other night when Lindor hit a home run, and they hadn't lost a game once. When he hits a home run, they're automatic. That's out the window as well. I'm on Atlanta, and I bet it.
The Yankees still in Cincinnati against the Reds. Max Fried tonight goes for the Bombers. Brady Singer for Cincinnati. Yankees minus 210, plus 175 for the Reds, and a 9.5.
I'll tell you what. The way the Reds have been playing, and I think Fried beats them, but I'd be willing to take the run and a half at plus 114 with the Reds, and that the Yankees barely beat them. I don't, you know. Look, I think Fried's been excellent, but we've seen him lose. Well, you know, we've seen him finally get beat, right? So he's been incredible, but, you know, Lounge Singer's been pretty good himself for the Reds, and the Reds have found a way. They had no business winning that game last night, and I cashed that ticket at plus 142. They had no business. They were down 3-0. I don't care who's pitching. I really don't. It gets at some point to the bullpen, and that's where they blew it, right? So I'll take the run and a half at plus 113 with the Reds. I'm not paying that price for Max Fried, and I just cashed that ticket. The Brewers won 4-2, so that hit. That's a winner.
Brewers with the victory today. Next up, we'll go to Minnesota, where the Mariners, of course, going up against the Twins. George Kirby, Kirby's Dreamland, against Joe Ryan tonight. Twins minus 125, plus 105 for the M's, and a 7.5.
The Twins have lost 8 in a row at home, 12 of 15 at home, and they stink so bad right now, I'm surprised people go to the games. That's how bad they've been. So I don't care what Kirby's Dreamland's record is. I don't care how good Joe Ryan has been. When you stink, you stink. It doesn't matter what the pitcher is or anything else. Again, Seattle plus $1.05 going for another win against the Twins. That'll be 3 in a row. They've already won 3 in a row, and they're winning series left and right. I can't get off Seattle right now.
The Rays and the Royals in Kansas City. The Royals have actually lost 8 in a row at home. They have been bad at the K. Drew Rasmussen and Michael Waka 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 this evening. Minus 135 for Tampa. Road favorites. Plus 115 Kansas City and an 8.5.
Yeah, I think it was the Royals that those numbers that were so staggering, right? Not the Twins. But the Twins are playing terrible baseball themselves right now. But I'm certain that that number was 8 in a row for the Royals and 12 of 15 for the Royals at the K. They are not winning at all. And so I bet Tampa this morning, I did make that bet. And I think it was like minus 129 or something when I made the bet. I'm on Tampa again at Kansas City. They've melted down. And the Twins are doing no better than the Royals of late. They've been getting their ass beat left and right. I mean, every night. And I'm on Seattle and I'm on Tampa.
Cubs and the Cardinals again in St. Louis. Matthew Boyd and Eric Fetty. Minus 160 for the Cubs, plus 135 for the Redbirds, and an 8.5.
You know, I can see why everyone's on Boyd and all the bettors are on him. But I'm on the Cardinals still because the Cubs are losing every night. They're suddenly slumping. They're playing bad at Busch in St. Louis against their rivals. And St. Louis just keeps cutting into that Cubs lead in the Central. This is a big series for the Cardinals, and they've taken the first two. I'm going to stick with them again.
Phillies and the Astros, hopefully more runs than last night. Zach Wheeler and Colton Gordon, minus 160 for Philly, plus 135 for the Astros, and a 7.5.
Jeez, you would think that, you know, I went with him last night and lost 1-0. You would think Wheeler could get this done tonight, right? And then they'll lose. So, you know, then they'll lose. Give me the Astros plus $1.35 to beat the Phillies again in Houston. You know, the funny thing about the Astros, all they do is win. And their lead is now enormous in the division. So betting against them is a dangerous way to make a living, boy.
Sure is. Dodgers in Colorado again. Yamamoto against Chase Dolander. Minus 340 for the Dodgers, plus 270 for the Rockies, and an 11.5.
You know, again, over here at -115 is the only bet. I'm not laying 341 in anything, and I'm also not laying a run and a half at minus 233. That's just as bad. The only thing to bet here is runs. What'd they have last night? 16 runs in that ballpark. So yep. 11 to me is by the fifth inning.
We will clean this up later. One other game and the Taters for us on a Wednesday night. And then we'll get into some NBA draft as well. Still a lot to accomplish here today on Coast to Coast.
You know how Logan spinning a web does at Oracle. He pitches really well at home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, so we're going to keep going here. We got this San Francisco game against the Marlins at Oracle. And obviously, more importantly than that, the Taters for a midweek.
Indeed.
Where do you hurt Wednesday?
We sure do. And you mentioned before the break, Logan Webb tonight. Logan Webb, excellent at home at Oracle, as we know. Edward Cabrera goes for the Marlins. Minus 235 for San Fran, plus a $1.95 for the Fish, and a 6.5.
Yeah, I'm on Webb and the run line here at minus 101. I like that price, and I don't I know Cabrera's been tough. His ERA's 3.8, and Webb's is 2.4. So I can see where that line is, that total, at 6.5. I still think it goes over. I really do. I do not believe that this game is going to be a 2-1, 3-2 game. I still think the Giants are going to score on Cabrera at home, and I think they'll win by two. I like the Giants run line.
Giants run line for this evening. All right, let's get some long balls now.
Taters.
For tonight. Now, we do have a couple of things that have changed a little bit on our sheet, and that starts with the first one that was on the board there. That's because... here's managing for you. You got a guy who's 2-for-4 with two homers against the starting pitcher, but you know what? We'll sit him tonight. So Bellinger's not in the lineup, which is just ridiculous, honestly, against him. But let's see what else we have for us here, Scotty. We'll go PCA as well, plus 430 for him tonight. Ball's been jumping out of St. Louis. I think he makes up for a little bit of his mistakes last night against Fetty. We'll go there. Andy Páez in Colorado. Caught a good number this morning, plus 430. Now down in the high threes. I still like it. I think you could take Dolander. You could probably take a bunch of Dodger guys tonight. Brandon Lau for Tampa in Kansas City against Waka Waka Waka, plus 440 for him. Trevor Larnach, believe it or not, against Kirby's Dreamland. A lot of twin hitters have some pretty decent numbers against him. I'm still with you. I think the Mariners win. But give me Larnach with a deep bomb at plus 540 tonight in that game. I'm looking at the Yankee numbers now, Scotty. If I had to replace Bellinger, I think it would be Austin Wells at plus 340. So I'd probably go with Wells instead of Bellinger. So how do you sit a guy who's 2-for-4 with two homers against the pitcher, Singer? Why would you not play him tonight? That makes no sense to me. But that's Boone. He never makes sense to anybody.
Well, he obviously needs rest. So I have no problem with Wells. I think he can drive one out.
He could drive one out, so hopefully we'll get there. So there's your homers for tonight. PCA, Páez, Lau, Larnach, and we'll throw Wells in there as a replacement for Bellinger. Taters on a Wednesday night. All right,
Taters.
Let's get into the NBA. Taters, NBA draft, round number one this evening, of course. We know who the particulars are going to be at the top. Here is the big board for you once again. And I saw some guys, NBA guys, tweet about this, and it is so dopey. Like, you know, Phoenix has that 10th pick now, but whoever they take, you know, they're still going to put the Rocket hat on them for the 10th pick. Like, I mean, change your rules, honestly, because the trade doesn't process till July 6th. This poor kid's got to have a picture of a Rocket hat on his head at his draft night. Just so dumb that the NBA does this. But that's the NBA for you. They do things like this. The Nets, after that zinger trade, now have 5 first-round picks. 8, 19, 22, 26, and 27. 5 first-rounders tonight, Scotty.
You know, I actually don't see how they could possibly screw this up. Like, you got 5 first-round picks. You've got to capitalize on that type of inventory, as far as I'm concerned. They have been a mess for years. You know, ever since they brought the big three in there, you know, even before that, they have been so terrible with their decisions and the players that they brought in and the rosters that they've had and the teams that they put out on the floor in the Barclays in Brooklyn. It's embarrassing. I mean, the decisions they've made with coaching, I think they've been a hot mess. And now you've got 5 first-round picks tonight. You've got to take advantage of that. And I don't know what they can do, you know, because I don't think it's the greatest draft I've ever seen. We talked about this yesterday. You got these, you know, top 2 players, and no one even wants to put Bailey in there as a top 3. They got all these other players in front of them. I also don't believe that 6'4 guard out of Illinois, that's not what they're looking for. I know he's going to go tonight, but these guys now, look at the size of these guards now. They're 6'6", 6'7", all over the league. Now you're going to bring in some guy because he can shoot because he's 6'4"? I mean, 6'4 to me is like being cousins with TJ McConnell. I mean, honestly, you're going to use a top 5 pick on a 6'4 guard? Seriously? When the league's filled with guards that are 6'7 and you know, dominating the league? And then you know what they'll do to a guy that's 6'4, don't you? I mean, a 6'7 guard's going to torture a 6'4 guard. I play every day, and whenever they put some small guy on me, I go to work. I mean, it's real simple. If a guy's shorter than me, I'm scoring in droves. And they know it. Like, you put a small guy on me, it's over. I'm torching you. That's it. So I'm not taking some guy in the top 5 that's 6'4". I'm telling you. It's just, it makes no sense. So I don't know what they're going to do, but they cannot screw this up. And if they do, I think they should fire everybody. And I've said this before. This Joe Tsai, they've never, like, they let this guy Marks run this team, you know, for me, into the ground. Now you got 5 first-rounders. You have a chance to turn it around tonight. Let's see what he does with it.
Later on, we'll hear from a couple of the guys we know are going to go at the top. Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, even Ace Bailey, who did speak yesterday. Didn't have much to say, of course, about all the rumors surrounding him, but we'll hear from him as well. NBA draft night, Scotty. Everybody's excited.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So I know you've seen Front Office Sports Today a lot recently on Sports Grid. It comes on right after Pharrell Coast to Coast at 6 Eastern. Renee Washington is great on this show, and she's had a brilliant career in broadcasting so far. But you go, she's at the draft right now out in No Sleep Till at the Barclays, getting ready for tonight's first round. But you go back to the point of when you played college soccer. You were a superstar soccer player in college, and then I, you know, one of the best players in the country. And then eventually, I think after that, you went and coached right at Lehigh. You played at LaSalle. Yes. I think you're from Jersey. How did you end up in Philly? And then at Lehigh, I've had friends go there. It's quite a school. What was it like playing? Mm-hmm. At LaSalle and then coaching at Lehigh, and then all of a sudden you started doing the broadcasting and you've soared to the moon.
Yeah, well, Scott, thank you for that kind introduction. Honestly, it was incredible to have an opportunity as a Jersey girl to still play relatively local college soccer at LaSalle University. And as an Atlantic 10 school, I was just going there for a chance to play the sport that I loved. I never expected becoming a three-time All-American, a Hall of Famer, leading us to our first NCAA tournament appearances, and then even having an opportunity to play professional soccer and then coach college soccer. So I think it's just been a remarkable journey. I'm so local in that regard of being able to fortunately stay in this area now, being in New York City covering the draft, but the doors at sports.
Obviously, there she is. So we lost you there for a second. I just want to say, like, what you accomplished on the pitch was amazing. All the NCAA tournament appearances, the Hall of Fame, and everything else. How do you feel about women's soccer now today and how there's a pro league, how it's blown up, how the international women have done 1,000 times better than the men? They're getting ready for the World Cup and they're going to get their ass beat. Meanwhile, if it was the women, they'd be winning World Cups. What do you think of the difference between how great the women have been when you played to where it is today, which is even better now than it was when you played? It's amazing what the women have accomplished. And I think the men's teams have sucked.
Yeah, honestly, it's remarkable. I was coming into the league, and hopefully you can hear me okay this time, coming into the league after its full first season to now over 10 years later, it's been a remarkable growth. Salaries, resources, facilities, and women's soccer in general is in a great space. And women's sports are in a great space, honestly, Scott, when you look at all the opportunities that women had to be full-time professional athletes. So I love to see the growth, and I'm also glad I get to be a part of it as a broadcaster covering it too.
So you've done so much in broadcasting with so many different networks and so many exciting gigs. How do you like the Front Office Sports gig? And how's the show going? How much fun are you having doing it? Like tonight you're covering the NBA draft. You've done all kinds of big sporting events. Tell me about your jump to Front Office Sports and how it's going for you and the show you do every night on Sports Grid at 6 Eastern.
Yes, Front Office Sports, and even with our daily show, Front Office Sports Today, has been such an incredible opportunity to bring together all of my passions. I've worked with ESPN, NBC, CBS, different networks, the NWSL, even with their broadcast, as a game day broadcaster, for hosting shows, sideline reporting as an analyst, and covering literally every sport out there, from soccer, basketball, football, to lacrosse, volleyball, you name it, I've covered it. So I think Front Office Sports Today is, for me at least, that perfect opportunity to align my passions, my interests, my knowledge in sports, but also bringing people some great sports updates, just like you do every day on your show, bringing people those sports updates that are going on in the business and culture of sports. So it's been fantastic to start. It's been awesome to see the way that people are really locked in and tuning in regularly. And we're just getting started. We've got great events like this today and much more that's in the pipeline for what we're doing at Front Office Sports.
So I got about 45 seconds respectfully. What are you looking forward to most tonight with the draft? I'm friends with Dylan Harper. I've seen him train every day of his life as a kid playing at Bosco in New Jersey and training in the mornings where I play ball. We got 30 seconds. What are you excited about most? I'm excited about his career.
It's the next generation. It's Harper. It's Cooper Flagg. It's VJ Edgecombe. It's these guys. I mean, coming in even, there's a massive billboard that New Balance has for Flag Day for Cooper Flagg. There's kids already outside with their respective jerseys on, even some behind me here that are just looking forward to seeing the next generation of basketball superstars. Who's going to become that big name that 3, 4, 5 years from now is winning a championship, being an all-star, MVP type of player. And so it's the excitement of seeing the next generation in terms of their emergence. So exciting times here.
Congratulations on all your success. You're doing a great job. Have fun at the draft. Keep killing it on Front Office Sports Today. It's good to have you on the show.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.